So in our story this morning, we heard about a special message that Jesus has for each one of us. And that is to send us out into the harvest, because we're those people as well. And he said, there are lots and lots of people. Should we try counting them? Let's try counting in tens, first of all. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Excellent. Should we try counting in thousands? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. Do you know there are tens, hundreds, thousands, millions, billions of people that Jesus wanted to hear all about him and to hear the message of his kingdom? But he didn't say, you've got to go on your own. I don't like going to places on my own ever so much. I think it can be a bit scary. I really like it if I can take a friend with me. Have any of you got a good friend that you like doing things with?
I want to go with my dad.
You want to go with your dad? That's fine. Your dad can be your best friend. That's fine. Or your dad can come up here if you want him to. So, we like to take a friend with us. So I'm really pleased that this morning I've asked a special friend if she will help me, and that is Elizabeth. And she only knew about this just a day ago or two, and she said, yes, she would help me. So I'm feeling really pleased about that. Now, do you remember what Jesus said? He said to go out and take the good news of his kingdom to everybody. So Elizabeth, I'm really pleased you're coming with me. And I'm ever so pleased that we're going together. And what I've done is I've packed some money, first of all, for my lunch and for yours as well. So we've got some lunch money. We've got, what else have we got in here? Oh, I've got some sandals. So, and I've got some for you as well.
No.
Oh, and I've got a jumper in case it got cold.
Jesus said we have to travel light. He said we don't need any of that. We don't need a bag. We don't need a purse. We don't even need sandals. We have to go as we are and trust that people will look after us.
Trust that people will look after us. Gosh, that sounds a bit risky, doesn't it? But, you know, I will check up in the Bible and see if that's... So I'll put that down there so we don't need all that stuff.
We've got to travel light. We've got to go straight there. And we're not to dither on the way. We just have to take the good news of God's kingdom.
God's kingdom, right. Well, we're going to have to go out and take the good news of God's kingdom. What is the good news of God's kingdom, I wonder? Should we check it in the story that I just read? Should we check up here? Because, you know, you're quite right, Elizabeth. It does say that we shouldn't take all that stuff that I'd packed, so I'll just have to leave that behind. And it also says, take your peace to other people. Greet them with the words of the peace. Cure the sick who are there and say the kingdom of God has come near you. So, share the peace.
Yes, it's a bit like when we share the peace in church, isn't it, Ruth?
It is, because later on we'll share the peace with each other. And I will say, the peace of the Lord be always with you. And you'll all say, so that's what we take to other people. We take peace to them. We help the sick to feel strong. And we tell them that Jesus is close to them. Now, I think we could do that in a very special way this morning. What do you think, Elizabeth? Do you think we could?
I think so. Jesus asked us to go and tell all people that his way is a way of saving, generous, astonishing love, which brings peace and joy to everyone.
Do you think we could take peace and joy to everybody in this church this morning? That would be a good start, wouldn't it? Good practice start. Well, what I've got in my bag is some special stickers. And those stickers can be a sign that God's kingdom has come near. Now, because we all want to have a special friend, I thought Sue could take some of you, Elizabeth can take some of you, and I'll take some of you. And we can go around the church and we can say to people, peace. And can we all practice that? Can we just say to each other, peace? Well done. So we'll go around and we'll say to people, peace. And we'll smile as well. Can we smile? I know we might be feeling a bit nervous, but let's smile. Yeah, I think they'll all smile at you as well. Will you all smile at them? You will, right. And as a special sign that God's kingdom has come near to them, and I'll make sure there's some left for all of you, we have got some stickers here. So, can you give some of the people here, as many as you can, but make sure that you've all got a sticker too. So hold on to it, because they're a bit difficult to peel off. So I'll give you yours to start with, all right? And then you can take a bowl and give them to other people. And while we're walking around the church, bringing God's kingdom, the good news of God's kingdom, and God's peace to each person, Andrew is going to play a bit of music. Sounds a bit like musical chairs, doesn't it? But when he stops, when he thinks he's had enough, then we're all going to go back to our places. All right.